Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts. Our top local story. The FAA says it's still trying to figure out why a small plane crashed into a home in Upland. The pilot was killed and the home caught fire after the plane hit it yesterday morning. A father and his child were inside that home at the time. They did escape unharmed, as did their dog. The FAA says the plane's parachute was deployed, but it is not clear if the pilot deployed it or if it was deployed upon impact.
The purpose of the parachute is for if there's a problem with the airplane, the pilot just pulls it and it comes out and it slows them down, and then they basically land slower and just on their belly as opposed to a higher speed event.
That pilot has not been publicly identified yet. Witnesses say they believe the plane might have been trying to return to nearby Cable Airport before it crashed. Dozens of earthquakes have been happening in Ventura over the past day, some of them this morning you may have felt.
USGS says the strongest of these earthquakes really rattled the earth between 5:30 and 6:30 this morning. They describe it as a swarm of seismic activity, all started about a day ago.
Several small earthquakes ranging from 2.9 to 3.6 about 3 miles west of Ventura. There's been some activity going on there over the last few days. It's part of that swarm. That swarm has had 49 events on our website since early Thursday morning.
And that swarm continued this morning. Geophysicist John Bellini telling KNX it'll continue.
Swarms like this can go on for several days or even weeks at times.
And he says swarms, while they might alarm people, do not suggest that a bigger quake is imminent. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, former Los Angeles Police Department Chief Charlie Beck now has a new law enforcement gig. This is less than a year after he left his job here. Today he was named as Chicago's interim police superintendent. He'll be replacing that department's retiring leader, Eddie Johnson. But when he was asked whether he'll be a candidate to become the Windy City's permanent new top cop, he didn't have to think twice before rejecting the idea.
That is a question for Mrs. Beck, and the answer was no.
Instead, Beck says he will only serve until Chicago officials choose a permanent new police superintendent next summer. Current LAPD Chief Michael Moore, by the way, says Beck was a great choice to take temporary charge of Chicago's police force because of his leadership abilities and his vast experience. And you can learn a lot more about Beck's new job on our website, knx1070.com. Some officials in LA say the city needs a new central department focused on helping kids. City Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez tells KNX right now, money for youth programs is spread across 26 departments.
When you have 26 different metrics, 26 different points of distribution for funding, and no central oversight, I think it heeds the call for us to have that conversation.
She says a central youth development department would make sure that money that is meant for youth programs actually does go toward them. Rodriguez also says the department could create new programs and expand some others. A similar department existed before the Great Recession, but it was eliminated at that time. Our recent wildfires have caused utilities to rethink the way they deal with their equipment, and millions of customers have dealt, of course, with power outages as a result. Meanwhile, some natural gas generators that were supposed to be phased out by the end of next year here in Southern California may have just received a new lease on life.
The PUC commissioners are worried about power outages, and they voted to extend the time the generators could keep operating at power plants here in Redondo, as well as in Huntington Beach, Long Beach, and Oxnard. They were set to close at the end of 2020. Opponents, who are worried about air pollution, carbon emissions, and the harm to marine life, think the extensions are totally unnecessary.
Everyone agreed to these dates. You have a 15% reserve margin.
And they say you can always bring in imported power or use storage batteries. Despite some reluctance, the commissioners approved the extensions regardless, and some Redondo residents say if there are going to be power outages, maybe you keep the generators online for a while.
We just had a power outage last night, so apparently that is an issue. Although I don't like it. I think it's ugly. I think it's loud at night, too. I'm not a big fan of it staying around.
This plant and the one in Oxnard are supposed to close once the old generators are retired. In Redondo Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Fullerton has found a location for a homeless shelter. In fact, it's right next door to the city's airport. The city council approved a $500,000 grant to a foundation to build the 150-bed shelter on Commonwealth Avenue at a location that does not back up to any homes. It could be open by early January. Medical and counseling services will be available at that homeless center. And like many other Southern California shelters, it will not be open to walk-ins. Homeless people will have to be bused to the shelter from designated busing stops. And those who have ties to Fullerton, we are told, will have first priority at that homeless shelter. Investigators in Simi Valley have concluded that the deaths of a man and his mother in a home in a gated community near the Reagan Library was a murder-suicide. That man lived in the home with his aunt. His mother was there visiting. After her body was found last night, dozens of neighbors were evacuated around the home on Fairfield Road.
During the time that they were in the residence, someone noticed on the wall that there was a message written in script indicating that there was a bomb inside of the residence.
Simi police tell KNX that the bomb squad did not find any explosives, but officers did discover the bodies of a man and dog, both with gunshot wounds. A weapon was also found. There's help coming for people who get caught up in social media traffic jams.
Have you been to a concert or maybe a crowded sporting event recently and tried to post something on Instagram or another platform and you just can't because there are too many other people trying to do the same thing at the same time? Well, there is a fix in the works. According to the Wall Street Journal, as more companies transition to 5G technology, they're also looking at moving traffic management of 5G networks to the cloud. They say portions of the network can then be essentially sliced and split into more manageable streams so you can get all those important selfies or videos up during the event instead of afterward. The change will also eventually allow companies to add different levels of service at different price levels. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.